back a little bit to the bottom of Yud Zayin Rav Beis. I think up to Yud Ches, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we mentioned a few days ago that there was a Braisa that quoted three opinions regarding Mashkim, whether Mashkim are going to comment other things or not. And that was a three of Machlokas brought, I think, on the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, where it said the first opinion thought that Mashkim are not metame others. There's another opinion that said Mashkim are metame other things, and then there's the middle opinion which said that they're metame ochlin but not metame kelim. That was the three of my focus. And the Gemara just brought above the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who at first said that they're metame lechol tame, everything is going to be metame. And the Gemara brought Braisa, which seemed to have said differently. And so the Gemara says that Rabbi Huda was really choser, he retracted on his words. He did not say they were tame in regards to everything. Now Gemara on the bottom wants to know, this is a six lines from the bottom, Ibarilu, I'm not sure if you did it yesterday or not, but it carries well into the next page, so I'm assuming people didn't do this yet. So Ibarilu, who, the Gemara asks, Mikalim hu dehadar bay, avalva ochlin ki Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon's relay. When Rabbi Huda retracted, did he only retract vis-a-vis the Kalim, that Mashim will not be Mitame Kalim, but food which is more likely to become Tame, food will still become Tame through Mashkin? Or maybe did he entirely retract and Kirebi Meir, Hello Grabi Meir. So again, we had the two extremes, and one of the other. One extreme was everything was Tame, the other extreme was everything was Tahor. He wanted to know, did Rabbi Yehuda say everything was Tahor? And the extreme, or no, he finds himself now in the middle that it's Tame in regards to it's Metame Fu, but not Metame Kim. So the Gemara says, quotes an interesting Braisa, where there's a lot to talk about, what we won't today. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Tashma. Parasha shasasa mechatas basra tamim. If a cow, not a paras chatas, but just any cow, that whether it's chulin or kachim, Rashi says, that drank some of the mechatas that was used for the para aduma. So what's the status of it? The basra becomes tamim. That's Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, batlo b'meyar. The water that the animal drank is batal, not considered water anymore, and therefore not going to be tame the basra. So it says, just as some background, the bottom Rashi in Yuzayin Amud Beis, he says, Basra Tame, Shemikabelas Tuma Mehen, Demechatas Mitamim Nafil Adam Vekalim, Kidichsiva Nogea Bemeanida. Parshat Chukas tells us that the Mechatas is going to Mitame man and Kalim, which means Mechatas serves as an Av Hatuma. We said an Av Hatuma, one of the characteristics is it's Mitame Adam and Kalim. So Mechatas is a Av Hatuma. So when it goes into the body, says the Tanakama, and it touches the basar on the way out, let's say, or after you shech, that you it comes, it touches the basar, so it's going to mitame the basar. Tanakama, Rabbi Huda says, batla b'meyeha. Reason being, says Rashi, de'einan ru'uyin l'mechatas ve'ein od shma'alem. It's no longer fit, it's all ruined, it's disgusting, it's no longer fit for the mechatas, therefore it doesn't have the shame mechatas, and it loses its status of an avatuma. Tosu says the reason why it loses its status because it's hesach hadas, you didn't have the das, you lost the continuity of having das over it. And Tosu quotes here a third opinion that it's lacking the concept of mishmeres. The pasuk says mishmeres in the context of chukas, of mechatas rather, so it lacks mishmeres. So three different reasons why it's butla, but the ma'is is butla according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says now, v'isaka daitach mikelim huda hadebei, avaba ochlin krabi yosi rabbi shimon tzvilei. If you think that Rabbi Yehuda only retracted in regards to the kelim, but in regards to food, mashkin can still be metame food, like the opinion of Yosef Bishimon. So then the Gemara says, three lines down, amai batlu b'meyeha legamre. So why does the Gemara seem to say that's entirely batal? It's not metame anything. It really should have been, nihi de tuma chamurlo metame, tuma kalamia nitmu. So it's okay, fine. Eina chanami lost its status of an avatuma, but it should have went down the status to now a lower tuma, where it's not going to be metame Adam and Kalim anymore, but should still be Metame Ochlin. That's what the Gemara suggests right now, because you're right, Mechatas, maybe it loses status as a Mechatas, something you can use for the Paraduma purposes and being Metar, some of Tumas Meis, but still going to be considered a Mashkin. It's Mashkin still in the body of the animal, and a Mashkin, if according to Yehuda thinks Mashkin can be Metame food, so let the Mashkin be Metame the Basar. Yehuda says that no, batlu b'meyeha sounds like it's entirely batal, and it doesn't even have the status of being metame anything.
But when we say that mechatas metame adam b'kedim, we say and kalvachomer food and others.
Right, food and liquids are much easier to become tame than anything
not
else.
Not only adam b'kedim.
Right, exactly. So Not long after staying, if Rabbi Yehuda would have held that mashkim can be metame food, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say batel b'meha? Why does he say that it has no status of tumah anymore? It should at least be metame, since it's mashkim, at least be metame food. Mm-hmm. It must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that since mashkim is not metame anything. So Gemara says, no, my batlu b'meya. What does that mean when Rabbi Yehuda says batlu b'meya? It means nami batlu mituma chamura about tuma kala mitama. No, that's what it means. It's not batlu lagamri. It's batlu from the status, from the chalo shem of mechatas. It's no longer going to be mitame adam and kalim like the normal mechatas, but it will be considered mashkim and be mitame ochel mashkim, ochel food, but not begadim, adam and begadim and kalim. Gemara says that doesn't make much sense, because now if we're saying Rabbi Yehuda says it is metame basar, so the mechlal, the Tanakama savar tuma chamura nami metama, that would that imply then that the Tanakama would think it's metame everything, that mashkim is metame both ochel and adam and kalim? But the Gemara, the Braisa says, according to Tanakama, ha basar bisara tame katani. So it says that the meat is going, only the flesh is going to be metame, but not adam and kalim. So it sounds like it can't be Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama saying the same thing. If we're saying Rabbi Yehuda says batlum b'me'eha means that's not batel lagamre, it's only batel mechumra, but in a lower level tumakala it still is metame, which means it's metame the food. And now we're saying the Tanakama explicitly says it's metame the basar, the food. It sounds like they're saying the same thing. So says the Gemara, no, kula Rabbi Yehuda, it's really the entire, it's one opinion, there's not a machlokas here. V'chasur mechzer v'hachi katani. If a cow drinks the mechatas, basa tame. But med v'murim, when is the basa going to be tame? Tumakala. Only in regards to tumakala, tumachamur lo. But it won't be metame higher level, meaning it won't be metame adam and kalem. Shev Yehuda Omer, batla b'meyah. Batla b'meyah means it's batla mitumachamura, but it's still batla b'tumakala. That's all the first opinion of the Gemara, understanding this price of Mechatas. Ravashi comes along and says differently, you should interpret the Gemara, Liolam batlu b'meyeha, Ligamre, Mishim nehavale mashkesurach. No, it really is, in fact, actually, going to be tamay Ligamre. But this is worse than normal mashkim. This is considered mashkesaruach, ruined, disgusting, gross waters, gross liquid, so therefore, even this will not be considered mashkim. But you're right. In general, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, mashkin would be metame ochel, but this case is worse than normal mashkin. Okay.
According to the first way to explain it, what did we say about, would also state mashkin that they're metame ochel and not kalim?
Right, but exactly. Both agree that Rabbi Yehuda holds mashkin is going to be metame ochel.
Right.
The question is, this case of mechatas, how to interpret this mechatas? Do we consider it surach or not? So, according to this opinion of Ashi, who says it's considered mashkin surach, and they're not therefore not metame according to Rabbi Yehuda, what would the Tanakama hold? Because Rav Ashi never changed the girsa. According to Rav Ashi, there's still machloka. So if it is considered mashkim saruach, why then, according to the Tanakama, is it going to be metame still? The Lechor, it should have lost its status of a mashkim. So a few answers are given. One answer that I'm remembering now is that it's only considered mashkim saruach when the liquid itself becomes saruach from within itself. But here it's mashkim saruach only because the animal drank and it got mixed with everything else inside the body. That's why it's considered mashkim saruach. That doesn't inherently make the mashkim bad. Exactly. It has to be inherently bad, not something external being exposed to it. And others say also, I think, that normally mashkim saruach is considered mashkim. It's just by mechatas, there's a certain chumrah, the Ravid says in Taras Kanim, there's a certain chumrah that we apply to mechatas. But in general, mashkim, even mashkis saruach, would be considered normal mashkim. So now the Gemara wants to analyze the other opinions of the Gemara of the Brice that we saw earlier, that of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Le'ochen, Tmeim, Le'kelim, Tahorim. That they said mashkim can be metame food, but not metame kelim and adam. So Amar Rabba, Bar Barchana, Amar Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi, Beshitas, Rabbi Kiva. What was the logic of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds, like his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva Rabbo, that it's going to be, we'll see what he says. That's how he comes off to this point, that you can be mechalik between Ochlin and Kalim. So what does his Rebbe say? So, Amra the Darish Yitma Yitma. That Rabbi Kiva learned this drasha of Yitma Yitma to teach us something about this. What's this drasha? The Tanan, Bo Bayom, the Mishnah Torah, on that very day Rashi tells us, Bo Bayom, Bayom Sheminu Ezra Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Nisiyas. When Rebbe Elazar was appointed the Nasi, that very day, Darish Rebbe Akiva, following, V'chol Chli Cheres Asher Yipol Mehem. That's only part of the pasuk. The whole pasuk is very important here. The rest of the pasuk says, El Tochol Kol Asher Besocho Yitma V'Oso Sishbaru. So, talking about a Chli Cheres. Chli Cheres has a unique feature that even though in something Tamei, a Sheretz, for example, does not touch the actual Chli Cheres, but it goes in the avir, in the airspace of the Chli Cheres, it will make the Chli Cheres into something Tamei. And then, anything that's within the Kli Cheres will now become Tamei as well. So let's say I have a Sheretz hanging. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi actually clearer than I will be. Rashi says, "Asher yipol mehem al tocho." He says, "V'tanya b'kol shochtim v'apa pishlo naga ela nitla ba'aviro." Even though it never actually touched the Kli, but just hanging in the Kli Cheres airspace. Havalei Kli Rishon. The Kli Cheres now is a Kli Rishon. The Sheretz is an Av. The Kli Cheres is a Kli Rishon through the airspace. The cost of a kol asher besocha, anything within this kli cheres, any food, yitma mach masakli, havle ochel sheni. The food now is a sheni yitma. Veina omer tamei. The pasuk doesn't say tamei. Ella yitma lejosh ba yitma. When we say the food that's besocha, the food that's now a kli sheni, that's in the kli cheres, we don't say the food is tamei. It's yitma. It's tamei and can be yitama. It can mitamei other foods. So we see the Gemara says now. Eina Elmar Tame, Gemara says, Ella Yitma, 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 Yitma Acherim, to me, Tame others. Li made al Kikar Sheni, Sheosa Shlishi Bechulin. Now we don't hold this way, but the Reb Kiva held that the food now in the Kli Cheres is a Sheni, and can be Yitma, Kimi Yitame, other foods are Shlishi.
You're talking about Chulin, or about
Chulin? Chulin, exactly. We're talking about Chulin, which again is different than what we normally hold, but this is the opinion of Reb Kiva. So they can be Mitame, other foods. So we see, or other objects that. We'll see probably only mashkim. So we see that the word yitma, when it says the word yitma, it means it can be metame other things. So once you have that definition of yitma, now bahacha, here in the context of mashkim, hechidarsh, what's the drasha here? So v'chol mashkim asher yishta b'chol kli yitma. So any drinks, any liquids that becomes tame in the kli, yitma. Yitma letame tumas ochlin. We see that mashkin can be metame other things, it can be metame other foods. So this is the basis of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi learns like Rabbi Kiva that just like food is a klisheni, is a sheni, can yitma, can make other things, tame. So too when it says yitma in the context of mashkin, that's tame, mashkin can also make metame other things, food. Not begadim, food only. So Gemara says, well, yitma means metame something else. How do we know exactly what it's going to be metame? How do we know that drinks is only going to be mitame food and nothing else? The Gemara says, "At omer litame tumas ochlin." You tell me that drinks are going to be mitame food. Oh, eino elo litame tumas mashkin. Maybe only it's going to be mitame liquids, but not necessarily food. Right? Because the Rabbi Yossi's statement was that mashkin can be mitame ochlin dafka, only ochlin. Maybe it really means the Gemara should be interpreted, the pasuk should be interpreted to be tumas mashkin. So amr slo kachaya. That's not the way it is. What does it mean? That's not the way it is. Says who? My lo kachaya. What does that mean? Amira papa lo matzinu tuma sheosa kiyosiba. We don't find anywhere that tuma can make something like itself tame. It's a little unclear what you get this from. What this really means. Rashi has one source. Tosa has a different source. Unclear where this comes from. But the point being that food cannot make other food tame, and liquids cannot make other liquids tame. So just like we find that Rabbi Kiva says, when the food in the Kli Cheres becomes Tamei, it can only be Metamei Mashkin, wherever that source is, so too, Mashkin can only make food Tamei, but not liquid Tamei. So for that reason, whatever that source is, Lomatsinum Tumak Shiosa Kiyotsubeo, that tells us once we know that liquid becomes Tamei, and the Pasuk says Yitma, it can be Metamei other things, it can't be Metamei its own thing, it can't be Metamei Mashkin, must be what's left, it has to be Metamei Ochlin.
Is that true? Is that really the way it goes?
What else? What do you mean? How else do you want to interpret it?
I mean, the way I'm thinking is, he's might be saying is that it's metame not only is he going to be metame mashkim, he's going to be metame, like, you can't just make exceptions and say he's only going to be metame his own kind. No, he's going to metame everything.
Again, in the simple reading, you could interpret the words lo matzino tuma shiosa kiyotzebo. Maybe you could interpret it like that, but it's clear the intention of the Gemara is not to use the phrase that way in the Rishonim.
It's only to use.
Yes, it's okay. It cannot be metame itself, something like itself.
But I'm saying from a everyday perspective, is that true? Is that that is the way it goes?
Yeah.
It's not metame itself.
Right.
Just other things.
Right. So once we establish, or Papa says, once we establish this rule, that it cannot be metame itself, mashkin cannot be metame other mashkin, it must be that it can be metame ochlin. And that's the basis of Rabbi Yossi. Rabina says, Amar migufi dekra nami lo matis amis yitma letame tumas mashkin. Rabina says, from the pasuk itself indicates to us that it cannot be metame mashkin like itself. You don't need this rule of lo matzino tuma sheosa kiyotzeba. You don't need that klal. The pasuk itself tells us that liquids cannot make other liquids tame. How does he know this? Diisak adaitach yitma de sefa letame tumas mashkim. So if you're going to tell me, let's say, for example, these two psukim, the one that ochel becomes tame and is yitma, and the pasuk of mashkim being yitma, so those two psukim are the same pasuk. So if you're going to tell me the Seifa, when it talks about Mashkim, if you were to interpret that Mashkim is going to be Mitami other Mashkim, and the Reisha Nami Mitami Tumas Mashkim, and we already established in the beginning of Rabbi Kiva that food is only being going to Yitame other Mashkim, so what it turns out is the beginning of the Pasuk Ochel is Mitami Mashkim, and now the second half of the Pasuk of Mashkim is also Mitami other Mashkim. So the Gemara says, Ne'arvinu v'nichtzvinu, and write them all together. Write the pasuk, because since both food and liquids now are going to be metame liquids only, combine the psukim together and write as follows. Mikol ha'ochel asher yavolav mayim, any food that water comes in contact with. V'chol mashke asher yishe v'chol kli, and any liquid that becomes tame, yitma. Just say it one time. Since both food and liquids are going to now be metame liquids, combine them together. Shrei Yitma Lamali. Why do you have to say two different psukim? First that food's Yitma, and then Mashkim is Yitma. It seems superfluous. Elo Yitma Dereisha L'tame Tumas Mashkim, Yitma Deseif L'tame Tumas Ochlin. Must be that the word Yitma is used two different times for two different things. Food in the first half of the pasuk is coming to be Yitma Mashkim only, and Mashkim in the second half of the pasuk is going to Yitma only food. And it's the opposite. Mashkim to Ochel, Ochel to Mashkim. And that's how the pasuk, that's how the Gemara concludes the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, again, mashkim is only going to be metame food, but not big kalim. Gemara wants to suggest that. Is it really true? Once we establish the word yitma means it's going to be metame something else. Is it really true the only thing left that mashkim can be metame is food? Is that really the only option? We already said it can't be metame mashkin because it cannot be kayote bo. So we're left with food is the only other option? Ve'ema, the Gemara asks, ve'ema letame esa kalim. Maybe it's come to tell me that itame means it should be metame the kalim and not food. Well, this is lav kal v'chomer. Can't we learn this through logic that it cannot be metame kalim? How? What's the kal v'chomer? Umakli shemetame mashke, ein metame kli. So a kli itself can be metame liquids, but the kli, which the kli, let's say the kli charis, our case, the kli charis made the mashkim now tame. Now, Kli Charis itself cannot be metame of a kalim. I'm going to say outside, then we'll read inside. Now, if the Kli itself cannot be metame of a kalim, how much more so the liquid that became tame from the Kli Charis, the liquid should also not be able to be become metame of their kalim.
But you can say the same thing with food.
That's the rule.
But you can say the same thing with beverages.
Same thing, meaning what? Mashkim.
No.
Okay, fine. So Gemara says again. Let's read this inside now. Umakli shematame mashke. The kli charis is matame mashke. However, it's not ainu matame kli. Mashkim haba machmas kli. The liquids that become tame because the kli charis ainu din shlo yitame osakim. Is it not even more so logical that the mashkim should also not be matame kalim? So that knocks out the possibility cannot be matame kalim. What's left for us is again the mashkim can only be matame ochlim. Ve'ema. Maybe you should say the following. Ki lo metame mashkim. When is it true that mashkim is not metame kalim? That's only mashkim habon machmas kli. Only when the mashkim come from a kli. Because then you could invoke that kal v'chomer. If the kli cannot be metame kli, the mashkim also can't be metame kli. Aval, maybe mashkim habon machmas sheretz. mashkin that became directly into contact with sharet, which might have it's a stronger, it's a rishon, a stronger level of tumah, maybe that hachanami dimitame, that too, maybe that type of mashkin should be able to be mitame other kelim. Don't say across the board all mashkin are not mitame kelim. Maybe only the mashkin that come from a kli because the kal vachomer, but mashkin that are directly touching or became directly in contact with the masharet, maybe that should be potent enough to be mitame kelim. The Gemara says, Mashkma bo machma sheretz miksivi. Is there a pasuk that tells explicitly that talks about liquids becoming tamei from a sheretz? Vilav mekavachomer. Do we not derive the halacha of mashkim from a sheretz from a kavachomer? Uma, what's the kavachomer? Uma mashkim habon machmas kli mitamim mashkim habon machmas sheretz lo kolchein. So what's the source? How do we know mashkim can become tamei from a avatuma like a sheretz? It's through a kavachomer from this very source. Because how do we know ever that mashkim is tamei? We only know it from this pasuk of klicheres, that klicheres, which is tamei, can be mitamei mashkim. So Gemara has a kavachomer now. If mashkim can become tamei from a klicheres, which was became tamei from a sheretz, kavachomer if it came directly into contact with the sheretz, skipping the keli in the middle, certainly such a mashkim should become tamei. So the whole kavachomer, how do we know mashkim can be become tamei from a sheretz, is learned out from this very pasuk of klicheres. So then we invoke the concept of dayolavo menadin lios kinidon. Whenever you have a kavachomer, what you're learning to cannot be more machmir than what you're learning from. So we're learning from this mashkim that became tamei from a klicheres. That we're told that mashkim cannot be metamei kelim. So where we're learning it to, we're applying this din to a mashkim that became tamei from a sheretz. That too can't be greater. So too, the mashkim from a sheretz can only become tamei, can only be mitamei, cannot be become tamei, cannot mitamei begadim and kelim. Okay, so a little confusing. So now the Gemara says, Yitma deresha hechidar. So we're going to go back to the beginning of the pasuk, Rabbi Kiva's drash. How was that first word? Yeah.
So just basically, the maskan is that we do learn all the inyan from this pasuk alone.
Say again that
we learn the inyan of mashkim and ochlin only from one pasuk.
Yeah, from this pasuk.
The fact that it says itma twice, and we learn, that's how it is.
Exactly.
From the
sheretz,
we learn from.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Right. If I had to summarize, just give like a topic for these prakim, these dafim we're doing, that's probably too much mashkim. Seems to be the ikker, and now going back to the basics, I'd probably start with this pasuk. This pasuk is the source
right,
of mashkim, and start applying everything else from there. So Gemara now four lines down says Yitma Dereisha Hechi Darish. So the word Yitma from the beginning of the pasuk there, Rabbi Kiva's darshaning that said the food that became tamei klicheres was Yitma was going to be mitamei other mashkim. What was the drasha? It says Mikol Haochel Asher Yochel Asher Yavo Alav Mayim Yitma. Any food that first came into contact with one of the shiva mashkim, after that it becomes tamei and can be yitamei other things. Yitamei latamei is a mashkim. It can be mitamei liquids. The Gemara says, "Ata omer latame es amashkim, o enu el latame es akli." When we say the food in the klicheres becomes tame and it can be metame others, how do you know it means it can be metame mashkim? Maybe it means it can be metame kalim. Amris kavachomer, ma mashke shemetame ochel, enu metame kli. Just like a mashke that's metame food cannot be metame kli, ochel she ain metame ochel, enu din shlo itame kli. But foods that cannot be mitame foods, is it not even more so that it should not be mitame kli? Again, mashkim at this point we're saying is more tumah, because mashkim can be mitame food. And food is less because food cannot be mitame food. So once we have the more machmer din, that mashkim, which can be mitame food, cannot be mitame kli, kal vachomer, the food which cannot be mitame food, it's less machmer, it's even more so it should not be able to become mitame kli.
But maybe food can't be metame food because ulo metame keretzebo. It can't be metame what's like it, but it can be metame something else. So maybe it can be metame the kli.
Right.
Why not?
I hear. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, the only reason why it's not metame food is because it's an external issue of keretzebo, this klal. But maybe, like, fundamentally, it should be able to, it's very potent, it should be able to be mitame food, but it's just this cloud tells us otherwise. It's a good question, I don't know. So, Gemara, once we establish that, So then once we establish that food cannot be metame food because of the klav liokiotzebo, and now it could also not be metame kli through the skal v'chomer. So ha ma ani mekayim, what's left? Yitma litame es hamashkim nishehen alulin lekabel tuma. The only thing left is because that it can be metame mashkim. The Gemara seems to go a few extra words. It can be metame mashkim because alulin lekabel tuma. Mashkim are very susceptible to tuma. So my yiri mashkin. Mishum de alulin le kabel tuma. Why does the Gemara throw that in? That the reason why it's mitame mashkin because they're very susceptible to tuma. Tepigle mishum de lekem midechminim because there's nothing else to talk about. We already ruled out food because food cannot make other food tame, and we already ruled out kalim because this kavah chomer that we learned from mashkim. So what's left is mashkim. Nothing to do with the fact that mashkim are alulim. So the Gemara says no. I'll tell you why the Gemara had to tell that reason of because of alulim. Hachi kamar v'chi tema ochel chomer. Maybe you're going to tell me food is more machmer because food can be mitame mashkim, and mashkim cannot be mitame mashkim. So maybe ochel is more machmer than mashkim if you look at it from that angle. So nitma l'kli. So maybe since it's more chomer, maybe though even though mashkim cannot be mitame akli, maybe the food can be mitame akli. So hu chumra the mashkim hu. That's a chumra of mashkim. The mishum the mashkim alulim l'kabel tuma. So. The reason why food can be metame mashkim is not because food is more machmir, it's because mashkim is more machmir to become tame. Not because food is more potent to be metame other things, it's because mashkim are more likely to become tuma. It's more susceptible to tuma. And that's why. It's not a chumra of food. That's why the Gemara is telling us. Don't tell me that food is maybe more machmir because food can be metame mashkim while mashkim cannot be metame mashkim. It's not a din in the food. It's din in the mashkim being able to be become more tame. So why is that true? Why is it true that mashkim are able to become more tame? Umahi ali lasan. What's this level of tuma? Shemekablon tuma shelo behechsher. That mashkim can become tame without having a prior hechsher. We said before a few times that in order for food to become tame, it first has to come into contact with one of the shiva mashkim. Water, dew, dam, dvash, whatever the seven are, has to come into contact with one of the seven. Mashkim does not need to come into contact with one of the seven. Tells us that water itself, liquid itself, is more susceptible to tuma, and that's why. Not a chumra in the food, it's a chumra in the liquid itself becoming tuma. As a side point, the Machlokes Rashi Miri had to understand this line, that they don't require a heksher. Rashi says it doesn't require a heksher, that's just the way it is. The Miri says, no, there's an eternal and self heksher. A liquid itself, it's a liquid, so it's matame, it's machshir itself through itself. You have water, so the water touches the water itself. It's by definition a heksher. But Rashi says, no, it doesn't even require a heksher. A nafkamina might be, I don't know if it's really true, but it might be, that let's say you have a liquid that's not one of the shiva mashkim. So Rashi says it doesn't, liquid in general, don't require a heksher. The Amiri said, no, let's say you have, I don't know, apple cider, pure apple, so that wouldn't become, it's not one of the shiva mashkim. So for it to become tamay, the Amiri might need it, water to be touching it first, or wine, or one of the other shiva mashkim. Perhaps that could be a nafkamina.
In a way, if you have a mikveh, it's not. If a sheres falls in a mikveh, it's not metame. So maybe the heksher is to make it not mechuber. No, in a way.
Because that the mikveh is a unique state. The mikveh itself, it's a makom tahor. So the Gemara says now yitma d'ein osa kiyotziba mehachan afka that klal that something tame. Food and liquids cannot make it like tameh. Is it really learned out from before? And really unclear where mehochan nafka is. But mehochan nafka is learned out from the following pasuk. V'chiyutan mayim al zera, when water or other mashkim come to contact with food. V'nafa mevlasam alav, tameh hu. And something, a nevela or some other avatuma comes into contact, or not even avatuma, but some form of tuma comes into contact with this food. It's going to be hu tameh vein osek tuma kiyotzei ba. It itself is tame, but cannot make something like it tame. So this is another source. Now the first source, again, I said was a machokis Rashi Tosfos. But here's a second source of the food itself cannot make another food tame. So why do you need two different sources? Chad b'mashkim haba machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkim haba machmas kli. Depends. One pasuk is telling us liquid that became tame because of sheretz, that can't metame other liquids. And one is telling us liquid that became tame from the kli also cannot be metame liquids. The tzricha, and you need both these sources. Di ashmeinim, the mashim, habar machmas kli, mishim de lochamirin. So I understand, if you just had the one that liquids that came tame because of the klicheres, where these liquids would only be a sheni now. So it's not so chomer, it's not such a bichidish, it cannot be make other mashkim tame. But one may say, b'mashkim haba machma sheretz, the chamiri, it's more chomer, it comes into direct contact with the sheretz, it becomes a rishon, ema osa tumokiyotze, but maybe this can make its like tame, it can make other mashkim tame. So the second pasuk tells me not.
Why is it? Not by kli.
Because the kli becomes tame from the sheretz. So first the sheretz makes the kli tame, and then the kli makes the mashkim tame. It's more indirect.
So basically, what we said before that we learn sheretz from kalachomer, it's not. In this case, it's a different.
Well, the sheretz might be kalachomer, but you could still say there's another. Looking from the other end, just without the kalachomer, there's still the chumrah, because one's more direct in contact with the sheretz, one isn't.
But then, basically. Here we're learning, we say one pasuk is for sheretz, uh-huh. And one pasuk is for...
So apply the din of dayo, din of dayo there.
Yeah.
That's also a good question. At least Kal v'chomer gets so like crazy thinking about all of them, but you're right, maybe you can apply the din of dayo, that should have been another way, you don't need another pasuk for that reason. Yeah, I hear. So Gemara says, v'lishmayinan mashkim habon machmas sheretz, maybe the pasuk should only teach one din. They tell us that mashkim, which comes into direct contact with the sheretz, cannot be metami other mashkim, and then you can learn v'kol shekain mashkim habon machmas kli, which is a much lesser level. So Gemara says milsa de asu b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasa lukra. No, even though it's a kal v'chomer, we have the concept many times in Shas that the pasuk went out of its way anyways to write it, even though it was unnecessary. The pasuk decided to write it.
Where would sheretz be? Where would kli be more chomer than sheretz?
No, it's not more chomer. I mean, if we're saying the more chomer case of sheretz. Mashkim machmas sheretz cannot be metami other mashkim. If the pasuk just taught us that one din, we could have derived through a kal v'chomer that also mashkim machmas kli also should not.
Why? The other way around. Sheretz is more chomer.
Right. So once we say the mashkim
machmas,
right. Okay. So Gemara says this next Gemara is going to carry into the next apple. We'll start it now. Amalei Ravina Liravashi. We just said before, the previous page, that why did Rabbi Yossi say that mashkim can be metame food, but cannot be metame kelim? Because Rabbi Yossi held like his Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva. But doesn't Rava tell us that lo Rabbi Yossi savak Rabbi Kiva, but lo Rabbi Kiva savak Rabbi Yossi? They don't hold like each other. Amrlei, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva rabo amrlei, he was just saying, according to my Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva's opinion, who I don't hold like, but according to Rabbi Kiva, this would be the result. That Rabbi Kiva would hold, since he learns the pasuk of Yitma, he would say that mashkmoso would be metame food only, but not kelim. I personally don't hold that way, but I'm just quoting according to my Rabbi. So Amar Lei, Ravashi, Rav Kana.
Okay, so Rabbi, yeah. Rabbi Yosef himself would hold that it's metame both kelim and mashkim.
He would probably hold, we'll see I think later on, but he'll probably hold that it's not metame anything, would be my guess. No. Complete Tara. Because remember, Rabbi Kiva's had this chiddush that even by chulin, sheni can make a shlishi in chulin. We don't generally hold that way. So I think Rabbi Yossi would say Tara across the board. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Excellent. So says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana. Bishma Rabbi Yossi lo sever like Rabbi Kiva. I understand that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. This Sani of the Brisa tells me, I'm Rav Yossi, Minayin, the Ravi, B'Kodesh, Shu Pasul. How do I know, this is one of the rules we hold like, that we have the different levels. And when it comes to Kudshim, even a fourth level, you can make Kudshim Pasul, even the fourth level. Four times removed from the initial Tumah, the Avatumah, even the fourth level will Pasul a Kodesh. So Minayin, the Ravi, B'Kodesh, Shu Pasul. How do I know this? V'dinhu, the Kal v'chomer, Ma Mechusar Kippurim, Shemot B'Truma. Mechusar Kippurim is someone who requires Tara, and requires Harav Shemis, and requires a carbon. It requires three things to become Tameh. An example of this would be a Mitzora, or a Yoledis, or a Zav, or a Zava. Those are the four Mechusar Kippurim. So, the person, let's say, he goes to the Mikvah, and there's sunset, he goes to the Shkiyas Hachama, but has not brought his carbon. He's still considered Mechusar Kippurim. He's lacking the Kapara, complete Kapara. Such a person is Mutar B'Truma, can eat Truma. However, Pasul B'Kodesh cannot eat Kachim until he brings the final carbon. So now, once that's the case, Shlishi should pasul b'truma. So now the third level is pasul and truma. Eino din sheyaser v b'kodesh is not a kal v'chomer that it should be able to make a fourth level kodesh. It should be more machmir. So just like we see by Mechusa Kippur is more machmir for Chuma, for Kachim rather, so too a Shlishi should be more machmir for Kachim. Not only is the Shlishi going to be pulse for Kachim, but it should also be potent enough to make Kachim Ruvi. So the Gemara says, Lamadnu Shlishi B'Kodesh Minatorah, Ruvi Mekal V'Chomer. We learn actually the third level of Kodesh in the Minatorah, and we learn the fourth level of Kachim from Mekal V'Chomer. We just brought the Kal V'Chomer above, so where is the Shlishi Min HaTorah? The Pasuk Gemara says, Shlishi Min HaTorah, Dechsiv HaVabasa She'iga B'chol Tameh Lo Yochal. So that meat that touched anything that itself was Tameh, you cannot eat. So Mi Lo Askinan Dinogo B'Sheni? Is it not, we're talking about a case that the Basar, that touched a Nogo B'Basar? The Pasuk says, HaBasar She'iga B'chol Tameh. So b'chol tameh means it became tameh from something else. So that tameh is a rishon. So then now we're saying a baster that touches something else tameh, that baster now is a shlishi. So you see shlishi itself, you cannot eat the shlishi on the talking about kachim here. The shlishi you cannot eat. So again, me lo askin the nagav b'sheni. So we see the din of shlishi by kolish is a pasuk mufurish pasuk in the Torah. And revi mikal v'chomer kedamrina, like we just said. Now just to, yeah.
So you said, I just wanted to take a b'chol tameh is. When you say shlishi over here,
mm-hmm. So b'chol tameh, we're saying, Rashi explains, but we'll say it outside. B'chol tameh implies that it became tameh from something else.
It's a
sheni. So it's a sheni. Now the sheni makes this, don't, the habasar ashayiga b'chol tameh, a basar that touches this tameh thing.
Sheni.
Now this basar is going to be a shlishi.
And why can't we say that it's sheni, that it touched like an avatuma?
Right, so Rashi goes on to explain, we don't have time for this, we're starting in 2 minutes, but the Rashi explains how we're talking, that the tummy must be something that's a sheni. Once you establish that, then the muscle that touched it has to be a shlishi. So then the Gemara says, now then the Revi is learned from Makal V'Chomer, like we just said, that Kachum is more Chomer than Chuma. Now, V'Yitzhakadaita Chsavar Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Kiva, it should say Nisne Nami Revi B'Chuma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. He should have also taught not only third and fourth, but he should have taught a fourth and a fifth level. So it sounds like since he stopped at third and fourth, he does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. Elo, we'll just stop here. Rabbi Kiva Lo Savar Rabbi Yossi Menal. And how do we find that Rabbi Kiva does not agree to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi?